Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord. I just give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm a little heavy-hearted today because one of got a call on last night about a cousin who's had a heart attack. So I'm asking all my listeners to touch and agree with us that Ivan will recover from this. He's had a multitude of health issues, and just pray for him. His name is Ivan, that the Lord will allow him some more time on this earth. We thank God for his wife who has been faithfully by his side during this long duration of sickness that he's gone. The Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A little discouraged about what's going on with my cousin, but never discouraged about how the Lord has been good to us and has just blessed us. Even when it doesn't look like we're blessed, we know that we can stand on his promises, and his promises say that we're above only and not believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said that we were the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just love what God is doing, what God is doing on the earth these days. It looks, you look around and you see despair, but God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, babe. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, and God bless all that are listening in this morning. Like you, I'm just thankful to God for all that he's doing. And even though we do have troubles and turmoils in this life, and we certainly, too, are concerned about but prayerful for cousin Brother Ivan. And we just know that God is able. He is able. In fact, as I rose this morning, just a song of encouragement that dropped into my spirit. I can't even remember all the verses or all the words, or probably couldn't even get through the whole chorus, but the refrain that just rang through my spirit this morning is that Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. And we can depend on Jesus. We can depend on the Lord this morning. And whatever our cares or our concerns are, Jesus said, cast your cares upon him because he cares for us. And if we will just come boldly to his throne of grace, we shall obtain mercy. We just thank God for who he is. We thank him for making us a part of his number today. Because of who we are in him, we're able to withstand all the things that we just see come upon us in life, because he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And when we look back, we can just see that surely God has been there, and that his hand has covered us and kept us and strengthened us and kept our hearts and minds. Hallelujah. We just thank God for that this morning.
I was just thinking, as you were saying, or even before you were saying, I was thinking about an old song, Trouble in My Way. I have to cry sometimes. But I know Jesus will fix it. He will fix it. Hallelujah. I just thank God for those old songs. You know, you get up every morning and you're singing. And some of the songs I know that you're singing, and some of the songs I don't know that you're singing. But I just love those old songs. They not always scripturally right, but they hit the heart, you know, and let you know that God is there for you. And I love the new songs, too, because they most of the time are coming straight from the scriptures. They're singing the scriptures, which is what God has commanded us to do, to sing psalms and hymns to encourage ourselves. And look up. Look up. We have no reason to fear because God is there, and he's going to work things out. I like saying God is in control, and on Facebook I'll see, you know, where someone's going through something, and that's the first thing that I tell them. God is in control. God is in control. So, you know, we have to let him have his way. Well, whether we let him have his way or not, he's going to have his way. So I just thank God. I just thank God. But, babe, you want to open us up with prayer?
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just love you today, Lord, and we praise you. And we come humble before you, Lord, knowing that you are our source, you are our strength. We have nothing outside of you. We have nothing without you. And, Lord, we just thank you that you have come to us, that you have let us know that in you we live and we move and we have our being. Everything about us depends on everything about you, Lord God, and we just thank you for even knowing and having the wherewithal in our spirit to acknowledge that you are our source. Hallelujah. Nothing can be done of ourselves, nothing of our own volition, but only because of your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. Are we alive and well today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast on today, Lord God, and what you're doing for us, what you shall speak to us, Lord God, just for letting us know that we can call on you. We pray right now for our brother Ivan, Lord God. Pray that healing will just come upon his body, that recovery, that strength will be there, hallelujah, and that you will just raise him up with a strong testimony of your goodness and a strong testimony of faith in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this broadcast today, that souls will be reached, that they will be ministered to, that men and women will hear of your goodness, hallelujah, and glorify your name, that they will turn from their wicked ways, that they will come running, hallelujah, to say, I want to be saved. I want to be in the number. I want Jesus for mine. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, everyone that's listening today that is discouraged, lift them up in the name of Jesus. Let words of encouragement, hallelujah, take over in their spirit this morning. Hallelujah, as they hear these words, those that are sick among us, let them be healed. Lord God, as they hear the testimony and reach out by faith and touch you, those, hallelujah, homes and relationships that are broken, hallelujah, mend them right now, restore them in the name of Jesus. You are the restorer of all things. You are the creator of all things. You are the giver of life and health and strength. Lord God, minister to your people through these words that go forth today, and then let them have, hallelujah, courage and faith to just reach out and go further in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray for the leadership of our country, even the leaders of this world, Lord God, as there's turmoil, hallelujah, all over the place, over in the Ukraine, Lord God. We pray for peace, even in the Middle East, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for just things to just begin to come together, Lord God, that you will let your word, your salvation, your hallelujah, just be throughout this world. In the name of, we pray for every mission that is going out across this world, Lord God. Let them just be strengthened and have every resource they need to spread your gospel throughout this world, that men and women, hallelujah, who don't know you will come to know you and believe in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Pray for our church leaders right now, Lord God, across this world, that they will be able to stand, Lord God, and that the congregations will uphold them, and that they will be a light in their communities and their parts of the world. In the name of Jesus, bless this broadcast, even our technology on this morning, Lord God, cause it to come into authority and into subjection of what we needed to do. In the name of Jesus, we come against every trick of the enemy. We come against every spirit that is not like you. In Jesus' name, we rebuke confusion. We rebuke, hallelujah, interference. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we just thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, babe. That was powerful. You know that we have difficulties when we have overcast and rain, and it's raining here in North Carolina today. It's supposed to be warm in the 70s, but still we're supposed to have thunder showers today. So we just thank God for that prayer and that the heavens will open up for us. And we just thank God we have several callers on. And we're going to open up the lines to Prophetess Darlene Davis. She is here in the North Carolina area. And we just thank God for her joining us this morning on the broadcast. And there you go. Praise the Lord. Good morning to you, my sister.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Praise the Lord. God bless y'all. I truly thank God this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you want me to go ahead and testify, or
yes. You can go ahead and testify.
Okay.
I just want to say that I'm glad that you joined us this morning, and thank God for you coming on and giving your testimony. So you go ahead and give your testimony. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. I am glad to be on this morning. I just thank God. For God being God, I just thank God for waking me up this morning. I just thank God, you know, for what he's doing in my life. I thank God for the shift and the atmosphere. And I know God is doing something behind the scenes. I cannot see it, but I know that he's moving for us. So I thank God this morning. But the testimony I wanted to give was so many that I was thinking of when I began to look back and think, what can I say this morning? I can say so much because God has brought me out of so many things. When I look back over my life, I do cry, hallelujah. I do thank God for saving me. But I remember one time when I was living with my girlfriend. I think I was about 20 or 21. And I had accepted salvation at an early age, but I was not going to walk in my calling according to me. And I was determined to do what I wanted to do, but God was still, he still had his grace and his mercy upon me. Thank God for what he just, how he allows me to, even though I was determined to do my, what I wanted to do, my own thing, he had the grace and mercy upon me and a lot, and was protecting me, and the blood covering was upon me. And I remember, my girlfriend's husband had came home and he was drinking, And he said, I'm just sick of this. And he got the gun, and he put it to my head. But I had no fear. I knew God was with me. And when he put the gun to my head, the gun didn't go off. And he said, why didn't the gun go off? He was trying to figure out why the gun didn't go off, and he did again. And the gun still didn't go off. And so he didn't understand that, but I understood it because God was there for me, and he had a purpose for my life. And if the gun had went off, I wouldn't be here today. So I just thank God there was a greater purpose in my life. So I thank God for that. And so when he got outside, I heard I guess he was still trying to figure out why the gun didn't go off, but when he got outside, I heard the gun go off. And he just left, and he didn't come back for a while. And I just was grateful for that. I thank God for that. And there were so many other stories with gun-related and that God protected me. And it was another time that a gun, a guy had pulled a gun on me, and he said, I'm going to take your life. But I had no fear for some strange reason because I knew that God was with me. And I said, well, you do what you have to do. You know, as per se, there were so many words. I don't know exactly what my words was. And when he put the gun also to me, he didn't kill me. So I just thank God for his protection. I just thank God for his grace and mercy. So I thank God today. Hallelujah. I thank God he's still protecting me. He still has his blood covering over me, even now. So I thank God for who he is and what he has done for me. And I am grateful. I am grateful how he's protecting me, shielding me, and keeping me. So that's the story I wanted to share with you today. You trust God, he will keep you, even in the midst of your storm, even what you're going through. He is a keeper. So I thank God for God saving me and keeping me. And eventually I had to come on in and do what God has called me to do. I was determined. I said, I will not be a leader. I will not be like those holy rollers. I will not come to Christ. But I had to come to God, and I'm so glad I did. And I should have came much, much sooner. God bless you, and y'all have a blessed day. I thank God for this time. Thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen, amen. It's so many times that God protects us and situations that we don't even know that we're in danger. But that is awesome, awesome how God protects us. And I remember a story of a testimony of a sister back in Chicago, how she worked late at night and how she was walking home. And when she got off the bus, a man started following her. And, he matched her pace. As she, started walking fast, he started walking fast. And then he finally just ran up on her, and she was just screaming, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And the man fell to the ground screaming every time she said the blood of Jesus, like someone was hitting him. She was, God miraculously saved her also. God, I'm telling you, don't doubt God. Don't doubt the things that he is doing, the things that he can do. He just wants us to believe and trust in him. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we don't even trust, when we don't even believe, we're just on autopilot. We know that God will do it, but sometimes in the midst of the situation, we're just saying the words. I know in my case that can be, when I'm in the car and something happens and I say Jesus, I'm saying Jesus because that's what I know to say, believing that God is going to work it out, but not focusing on it. You know what I'm saying, prophetess? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're on autopilot and we say, what we know to say. There's no other name for us to call in the midst of a situation that we're in. But God always comes through for us and protects us. That's a powerful, powerful testimony. Yes, hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. And you're here and you're spreading the word, and God is using
you,
hallelujah, to spread his word. And he has a purpose for all of us. We have to realize that God has a purpose for us. We're just not on this earth, you know, just to be here, just to take up space for the time that we have here. We're here for a purpose. Hallelujah. And God will use us if we allow him to. Thank you, Jesus. So we just thank God for your testimony this morning. We thank God for, you know, you being here to be able to spread his word. And I'm so glad we're a bit far from one another, but I know that we will finally get a chance to come into fellowship. Hallelujah. So
thank you, God.
Thank God for you. Babe, did you want to say something to Prophetess Darlene Davis?
Hey, man, we just thank God for being with us this morning. And that testimony was just such an awesome testimony of the goodness and the faithfulness of God and how he just takes care of us. And as you were testifying, I thought about, I remember as a child, one of the things that my mom stressed with me as she, you know, kept me in the Bible as far as Bible reading and memory verses and what have you. And one of those things that I frequently had to look at was Psalms 91. And that's such a powerful psalm. It says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And certainly in that shadow we are hidden from whatever dangers that might come upon us. It goes on to say that, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And then it even goes on in a later verse. It says, his truth shall be your shield and buckler. And as you testify, we just saw the manifestation of all those things of how our God just cares for us, protects us, and just any danger that would come upon us, he just, as our buckler and our shield, our fortress and our God, our rock, he's just all of those things, so that there is no harm that can come upon us. Nothing can harm us when God has declared that you are my child and you are safe in me, and there's just no weapon. Just so much of the scripture just comes alive in us when we see how God just steps in. No weapon. And we say that a lot of times kind of figuratively of just things and words and circumstances, but that's literal as well. No weapon shall prosper. And that weapon, those weapons, certainly could not prosper because God had something just so special for you that he made it a point that there is nothing that's going to harm you. And we just thank God for you. And even as you have come to the Carolinas, a long way from where you were, all of those things just testify that God has such a purpose for you. And we, as my wife has said, can't wait till that time that we can just come into fellowship with one another, just, you know, even in physical fellowship, so that we could just see what God is doing and even be a part of what God is doing in your part of the Carolinas, so that we could just as a team just take over that region, because God has something just great for you, and we're just thankful to have you here with us this morning. And our prayers and thoughts are going to stay with you, and just look forward to that time when we can come together and just team up and go out and just do what God has for us to do. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I'm looking forward to that. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to say that I was thinking as he was talking, first I was getting excited because I was saying, I just know God is going to do something where we are all going to be working together. And I felt it in the spirit as he was talking. I didn't want to come down here, and I kicked and I scratched, and I really didn't want to come down here. But when I surrendered, God started moving. And prayer changes things. And I just want to tell someone today that may be listening or go into the archives that prayer changes things, because my grandmother prayed for me. That's why I was covered in the blood, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and my mother prayed for me so many times, and I had so many other gun stories and other things, not stories, testimonies, where God had changed. And so prayer changes things. So I just want to tell someone, don't stop praying. It may not be answered today, but God shall answer it. God shall move, because prayer changes things. And I just wanted to encourage somebody on today. God bless.
Amen. You are so right, Prophetess, because we, you know, the enemy will fight us and try to make us angry with someone to allow us to stop praying for. I know in situations with my son, you know how your kids will sometimes just get on your last nerve and, you know, you just get out my face, get away, I don't want to see you, but covering you in prayer. I don't care how mad I get, and I always tell them that the devil wants me to get to the place where I won't cover you in prayer so that he can have free reign in your life, but I refuse. Prayer changes things. Never stop praying for your loved ones, your enemies, that the Lord will save them and cause them to be a worker with you. So you're absolutely right, Prophetess. Prayer, the prayers of our forefathers are still ringing in God's ears, and we just thank God for, you know, having godly parents and just having parents that'll pray, because the unsaved pray for their children too. They pray for, you know, God honors faith. God honors faith. I don't care whether you're saved. I know a lot of people don't agree with that or not, but God honors faith, whether it comes from someone that is not walking in his way at this time, but God pulls us, like you said, you weren't doing what you were supposed to do, but still God protected you in the situation. So never stop praying. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I see that our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, is on the line this morning, up early this morning to join us. And I'm sure she was just up praying and just tuned in to us. There you go. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
Praise the Lord, Billy. Praise the Lord, Ella Burns, Prophetess Darlene. Praise the Lord.
Doing
wonderful. Feel good in my spirit, and God is yet blessing. So just wanted to tune in while I'm getting ready to head on out here. So just solicit your prayers that God would, of course, go before me and prepare the way. So just excited about what God is doing. I thank God for that testimony from Prophetess Darlene. My mind, as she began to talk, my mind went back to Los Angeles almost 23, 24 years ago, where I was robbed at gunpoint at the ATM machine. And then later on that same year, I was carjacked in Compton. And, you know, a gun wasn't pulled on me, but, of course, the young man that came to ask me, he just didn't take over. He asked me for my car keys and showed me the gun in his waistband and took the car and everything. So I just was, when she said that about these guns, I about that, and even my daughter, when she was about 2 years old, my son's father had an altercation with someone in our apartment, and the man shot in the apartment. And I remember my little baby, my daughter was about 2 years old, laying on the sofa, and the gun hit right on the sill of the door. So she could have been dead then, but God spared her life. So just thinking about that, what her saying about talking about the gun testimony. So, you know, God is a protector. And I thank God for the hedge that he has designed just for his people, you know, the seen and the unseen dangers that we're not aware of. You know, God always goes before us, amen, I thank him, because he's always a pillar by night and a cloud by day. And I just thank God for all that he's doing in our lives. So just wanted to tune in with you all this morning and say God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, we are in the times that we, on this earth, we live in perilous times. And if we don't have the protection of God over our lives, we are missing out on the privilege that God has given us. I mean, he's here for us, and we just need to recognize that. And I know that God is, if God be for us, who can be against us? We need not be fearful of the things, the times that are happening around us. But I was looking at on Facebook, and I saw a video of a, actually she was a minister, and they were on the aisle. She got on the aisle. There was a woman with a baby that got on in front of her, and this man started kind of being aggressive to the woman. I think when later they interviewed her, and she said that he was asking her, could he see the baby? And she, you know, wouldn't let him see the baby. Well, the evangelist that was standing, she was actually standing between them, and she was like a shield, and he started getting very aggressive with the woman. And she said that they interviewed her, and she said that she just kept saying, the blood of Jesus and the Lord God rebuke you, and you shall not touch this woman nor this baby. And the man did not, even though he was much bigger than she was, he did not go past her, and he would bend down to try to reach underneath, and she would bend her body down. And she said she just kept saying, the Lord God rebuke you, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Later, the man got into an altercation with an officer, and they said that he was on some kind of drugs, but the power, the power of God, hallelujah, and the blood. We don't, in these new times, in the churches, Adrian and Evangelist Davis, we don't hear them saying the blood of Jesus. I remember, you know, back when I got saved, that's what you said. When something was going wrong, even in the church, that you could just hear the people of God crying out, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And that blood has not lost its power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I just thank God for you joining us this morning, my sister. And I just wanted to say that Evangelist Bernard is the overall host of New Destiny Ministries, and where They Overcame Ministry is under her umbrella. And we're going to be having a celebration on the 14th of April. So if you're listening to the archives or you're listening to the broadcast over the internet, then be sure to tune in at the 4 o'clock hour here in Eastern time, but 1 o'clock in Pacific time, and 3 o'clock in, I don't know how, that must just be in my head now to be able to call those numbers out, but 3 o'clock Central time, we're going to have a celebration of the broadcast, and he does it with the God. Oh, you put the 14th, the 17th?
17th, yeah, okay. Thursday the 17th.
Okay. Well, Thursday the 17th, be sure to tune in with us. We're going to be celebrating the broadcast. And is it the 3 years, or we're celebrating Evangelist Bernard is on going to be on a new assignment. The Lord is moving her back home. Hallelujah. And I know that everybody is excited and anxiously waiting for her to get back there. Hallelujah. Back home to New Orleans. Amen. Well, we have another caller. I have everybody's line open, so if you want to say something, just say something. We have Prophet Michael Lewis that's on the line with us this morning, and we praise God for him joining us this morning, and we thank God for his presence. Okay, your mic is open, brother, my brother. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed.
Amen. We thank God for you joining us this morning. And you've been on the line for a while, so I know that you heard the awesome testimony of the prophetess about the gun being put to her head. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, the protection of God is just around us, and he just protects his people. Did you have a testimony for us this morning?
Amen. When she was talking, it reminded me of several times that same incident happened unto me. And like her, it came several times at a time when I was outside of God. One day I was just coming home and went to put my key into the, we had a security door to get into the apartment complex. And as I began to put the key in, two young men jumped up the bushes, and you couldn't see because it was real dark, and made me to lie down on the ground and began to rip my pocket. And then he cocked the gun, and you could hear it spinning, and nothing happened. And all of a sudden, a car happened to be driving by, and the apartment is on a slope going down, so you really couldn't see me. And I lift my head up just enough whereas the car was going by, the man took notice, and he actually stopped. And when he stopped, the two young men took off running. So, you know, I thank and praise God that even when I wasn't saved and out of the ark of safety yet, he shielded and protected me. And that was another incident I remember in a party. You know, I was selling weed and happened to roll all the joints in the little cigarettes and stuck them in a cigarette pack. And then all of a sudden the crowd started running and you could hear noise. And I remember hearing two young men saying, "Well, I got a gun too." And that made them run. And when they ran past me and knocked the marijuana joints out of my hand, and I had to bend over. I didn't have to, but I chose to bend over and pick them up. And thank God I did, because as I bent over to pick them up, bullets start flying right over my head. And it was like it was a slow motion movie. I actually was able to see where the bullet went. I mean, I didn't see it, but I went in the direction where the guy was aiming to fire. And I looked up, and my cousin, she got hit in the neck, and she falls over the rail. Then I turn and look back the other direction, and my other cousin, he gets shot in the stomach, and you can see blood just splattered everywhere. And I'm like, wow, I mean, was this really happening? And, you know, after 10 seconds, it was all over, and wow. You know, the girl, she ended up dying that got hit in the neck, but my cousin Chucky, he still lives today with the bullet still lodged in his belly. But I thank and praise God that even right there, you know, if I had have stood up, if I hadn't have been selling marijuana, what had been my fate? Because those bullets definitely was right over my head, right over the direction and where I was bending and stooping. So I thank and praise God that even down through the years, you know, even in my ignorance, and, you know, when I was without a hope or a God in my life, he saw fit to shield and protect me from hurt, harm, and danger. And I thank and praise God. This is why I serve him like I do. You know, I'm not one of those that get hung up in the church and the rhetorics of the church. I fight hard for the safety of those that come to the church. You know, it's time for us to stand up for what is right, for what is truth in the body of Christ. And if a lot of things going on that, you know, God ain't pleased with how we doing things, it's business as usual. Well, with Jesus, it was all about his Father's business. And this is what God is demanding us that we do in this last hour, be about our Father's business, not making a name for ourselves, not building some great cathedral. It ain't about a building. It's about the souls. And this is what God said. He said, he that winneth souls, he is wise. And he's commanding us to go out into the highways, in the hedges, still compelling them to come that his house might be full. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, now is the time. Now is the time for us to cry aloud the things of God and not to take a back seat to what God would have us to do. We so often get caught up in our lives and get caught up in the things that we want to do. And like you said, prophet, that Jesus was about what he said. I do what I see my Father doing, and that's what we must say. Amen. Thank you for calling in this morning and leaving that testimony with us. We just thank God for all that he's doing. Babe, did you have something that you wanted to say?
Yes. Prophet Lewis was speaking. He stated a phrase how that even before he, and I don't remember how he put it, but talking about in his ignorance and before he came to know the Lord, how that even then he protected him. And, you know, I thought about I think he also said, I don't know why, but I think we know why, especially in hindsight. But the Bible, and this is for anybody who's listening to let you know that there is hope, even though we think that we're walking without hope. But God is the God of hope, and he knows who we are. And I think this is so fitting for both of our prophet and prophetess that are with us today. Isaiah 1:5 says that, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. And just want the world to know that God has a plan. There's somebody that's listening today and that's going to be listening later in the archives with you on the internet or whatever. God has a plan for you. And when you just take inventory of your life, look at your life and look at what's been going on in your life and what that message is. When you think about all those times that God has just somehow, you might even be saying, something protected me, something for some reason. You might call it luck, you might call it just good fortune, but I tell you what it is, it's God. It's God preserving you for what he has for you.
Yeah.
And we just pray right now that you just will look to the Lord and just say that eternal yes to him, because we have testimonies today of great men and women of God that are telling you that God is what has been going on with you. God has been taking care of me. And we just thank God for both of you, prophet and prophetess, and those awesome testimonies. And we know that God is doing something great in both of your lives. And we just thank you for sharing that with the world today. And our prayer today is that these words go out throughout the world, because these are words of life, words of salvation, words of hope, words that are going to just bring to life those that thought that they were dead, thought that there was no hope, that maybe even be thinking about ending their lives. But just think about the goodness of God to you already, like these great testimonies. There's somebody listening today that has some identical occurrences in their lives. And this is why, because God has use of you. And thank you, Brother Lewis, for joining us and for just sharing those testimonies with us. And it's just good to have you with us every morning. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless God for the broadcast. And I just am so grateful, you know, that Evangelist Bernard has allowed us to have this time, honey. And we don't always have a lot of guests, but we're here. And I just wrote down in my book that I put the names of the numbers of the people that are calling in, and I say I won't stop. I can't stop. I won't stop. I can't stop. I won't be discouraged by the numbers, but I just praise God that, you know, we're able to hear when I talk about the broadcast to people. Excuse me, I always say how it just blesses me to hear the things that God is doing in the lives of his people. It encourages me. It allows me to you know, to know that I don't have to worry about the to my life, because in the Word of God it says I can speak to the mountain, and if I believe it, the mountain will be moved. Sometimes we forget, you know, with the troubles that come on. Sometimes we, you know, we don't recognize that we can speak to the mountain, but when you hear the testimonies, like the testimony that we heard this morning about guns, when you hear that and you say, "What a mighty God we serve! Why should I fear? If God be for me, who can be against me?" When someone has a gun, not on one occasion, but several occasions, a gun is put, you know, to them to take their lives away, and the gun does not go off, what does that say? That can't do anything but encourage you. That can't do anything but, you know, allow you to see the mighty, mighty hand of God. And I just praise God, and I bless him. And I wanted to this morning, a bong has been on my heart, so I just want us to, you know, going to worship this morning. I want us to just praise God this morning for the things that he's done. And when we think about how majestic God is, I don't know, since we're here, we've gotten into the custom of bowing down before God, and not just bowing from the waist down, but bowing from the knee up. On our knees before God, and I just praise God, and I thank God for this song that I'm going to play this morning from Bishop Paul Morton. Morning, as we play this song.
All over this. building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshiped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name. Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Enter in, oh, enter in. Yeah.
down. And I've been to myself, oh, oh, Jesus, in your presence, everybody, oh, in your mind, bow down, 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 because he's been good to you. You've got to forget all.
Park in Inglewood, California. No services begin at
12 noon. Also, another friend of mine, Sister Jeanette Clopton, remember her in your prayers. So we just solicit your prayers as we travel over the dangerous highways. God bless.
Amen. And we will also be praying for Evangelist Bernard because she will be making that long journey home after the homegoing service. Isn't that what you said? Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to be, how long of a trip is that for you?
That's over 2,000 miles, about 2,200 miles.
Wow. Wow. Well, we've definitely been praying for you already that the Lord send his angels before you and protect you on the dangerous highway. It's you still going by yourself?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we definitely remember Evangelist Bernard as she is going over the dangerous highways and on her journey back home to do the work of the Lord. The prophetess, Darlene, do you have some last words for us?
Praise the Lord. I just want to say I thank God for this broadcast. I just thank God for Pastor Bernard, the overseer. I just thank God for today, waking up this morning. I just thank God for tuning in. And as I went back to sleep, God got me back up again, and he said, dial the number. And so I thank God because I was encouraged today, and I just thank God for, as Prophet Michael Davis said, that it's not business as usual. It's not the same as usual. The churches have to welcome the Holy Spirit in even more. And as you begin to play that song, I begin to think once you get into worship, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even that song brought a change in me. And so you can't remain the same and be in worship and remain the same and come out the same. A change has to take place. So people have to bring the worship into the churches and different places and into the homes. And so I thank God, and some people are not even going to be coming into churches because of so much that's going on, and they're hearing so much about church and the body of church. So churches are going to be done in the streets. They're going to be done in the homes and different places. So I just thank God for God dwelling on this broadcast, and I just thank God for it. It's something going on every day, whether it's prayer, whether it's preaching. It's something going on every day on this broadcast. So I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God, I was listening to y'all and thinking about y'all, and I said, you know what, y'all encourage me to go forward because y'all are faithful. And when you're faithful through things, God will make you rule over many. And y'all are faithful, and y'all go on no matter what's going on. So I thank God for each and every one of you leaders that's on today. I thank God for each and every person that's listening and wanted to listen later. And so y'all have inspired me to keep on pressing on and going on. So God bless y'all. Love y'all. Continue to stay encouraged. Continue to stay blessed. And God is doing great things and going to do even greater for y'all. God bless.
God bless. And we receive that. And, yes, I can't stop. I won't stop. That's my theme. And also I've been putting, God dropped this in my spirit as I was doing the advertising for the broadcast, building faith one testimony at a time. That's going to be my new motto, building faith one testimony at a time, because the testimonies build your faith. They let you know that God is still working. God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the protecting business. God is still awesome. He's an awesome, awesome God. And I just thank God for coming into salvation. And as we used to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Babe, did you want to say anything else?
I was just thinking there was a song that came to me I just want to share with everyone that I think is appropriate for today, our lives, and whoever will hear these later. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Then it goes on to say, Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide until the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we invite you that are tuning in to us over the internet to listen to the archives. This is for everyone. Listen to the archives and hear what God is doing and tune in every day. As Prophetess Darlene was saying, Evangelist Bernard is on Monday through Friday at this same number, 858-683-1334. Every day, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time, tune in and hear the mighty men and women of God that are inspiring, that are teaching, that are giving the words of God, and you will be encouraged. And again, listen to They Overcame every Saturday. We're here every Saturday, 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Central time, and 8 a.m. Eastern time. Listen to They Overcame. Be encouraged and share your testimonies with us. And Prophet Michael, could you end us in prayer this morning?
Amen. Your kind and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you once again for all that our ears have heard, O God. Father, we ask you as we get ready to leave this place, let us not leave your divine presence, but that you should bring us back all together again at your appointed time. O Heavenly Father, we thank you for the overseer of this program, O God, Sister Adrian. We ask you to touch her from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet, God. Continue to lead and guide in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, you know the things that you have placed in her. You know the things that she is confronted with from this day forward. We're asking you, O Heavenly Father, that you would continue to open the doors that need to be opened, but shutting the doors that need to be shut. We lift up the Burns family right now in the name of Jesus, praying, God, that you continue to cover them, shielding and protecting them from hurt, harm, and danger, but most of all, keeping their whole family, the children, even their children's children, in the ark of safety. Father, we lift up the prophetess in this hour, God, asking you to continue to let your word be filtered through her mouth, God, and every word that she speak according to your word, let it not fall to the ground, but that you would establish her, strengthen her, settle her in your things, God. Continue to open up her eyes of understanding, and we will all be careful, grateful to give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. These things we say in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I am just, I have no control over the internet, honey. Mine is like frozen. So could you put our theme song on? And we thank God for everyone joining us this morning. We thank God for you, and go in God, and God will go in you. You see it, babe?
I'm getting there.
Okay. I think as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about Bishop David Ellis, and my bishop, William Ellis, amen, singing all of my life, God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, God, amen. God. And until next week, we just want to praise him.
Blessings and glory.
see we have a caller that has called in, and we just want to open up the mic. We want to give you an opportunity to say praise the Lord or whatever you want to say, give your testimony before we end the broadcast. So, honey, could you open that mic up for me? Amen. Okay, well, we ask you to call in again. Join us again.
Everything that you've done.